Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, we are told, though you have not seen Jesus, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Brothers and sisters in our risen Lord, we don't really know very much about who Peter was writing to here or the situation exactly at that time, but we do know a couple very significant things. One is that Peter walked with Jesus. He talked with Jesus. He ate with Jesus. And those in his audience had not. We also know that the world at that time was changing, that they were trying times, particularly for believers. Nero was likely the emperor, and he was certainly not a real fan of Christians. Yet, in spite of all these changes, in spite of these changing circumstances, well, listen again what Peter writes to them. Though you have not seen Jesus, you love him. Though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. For you are obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. I believe the question for us today, in light of this statement, is how could they, in that setting, rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory? And my suggestion to you is that they could do that for the same reason that we are able to do the same in the midst of what we are experiencing today. Why we are able to, no matter what the world throws at us. And the issue is not so much the change that takes place around us, but rather it's all about the change that the gospel works within us. I think there's a cause and effect formula by which much of the world often tends to live by. It goes something like this. Look at my lousy situation. I have been dealt a lousy deal in life. And this lousy hand that I've been dealt, that's what shapes my attitude. And then because their attitude is lousy, they act and behave a similar way. Lousy circumstances cause lousy attitude. Lousy attitude causes lousy actions. And then they say something like, you think about changing my circumstances for me, and I'll think about changing my attitude. But you know, I believe God's Word shows us that change actually takes place in the opposite direction. And it all starts with what we are hearing, what we are listening to. Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing. And as we continue to hear God's word, he starts to change how we act, how we behave. And this changed behavior slowly produces a changed attitude within us. And it's amazing to see how this new attitude can even have a positive effect upon the circumstances around us. The people to whom Peter wrote had not seen Jesus, but they had heard the gospel. And as they heard, faith was born in their hearts. And then as they continued to hear, they started acting on their faith. And the outcome was that, well, though they had not seen Jesus, they loved him. And though they did not now see him, they believed in him and rejoiced with joy that was beyond expression and filled with glory, for they were obtaining the outcome of their faith, the salvation of their souls. Now, I don't think by any means that they were happy about everything in life. They still got knocked down, beat up, angry, sad, you name it. But the difference was it didn't stay as long, because their bottom line remained the same. They knew the outcome of their faith, the salvation of their souls. And this changed circumstance carried them through it all. So here we are today, in week whatever of COVID-19, and stay at home. I've got to be honest, I don't like an empty church. I don't like being separated from my family, from our FHL groups, from all the different people that I so personally interact with day by day and week by week. But these are the circumstances in which we now are living. What's important is that by God's grace, we not allow the circumstances to dictate our attitudes, but rather that we make very certain that we listen very carefully. First and foremost to God's word, but also to the government, to healthcare workers, to all of that information that we have available to us. And as we hear and listen, to work on acting, behaving, as God's people are called to do, lovingly, caring, in helpful ways to those around. Because that is the way that we know God changes the circumstances. That's how he makes things better. I actually expect that his plan is to have all of us better off because of this time. At least all of us who hear the voice of Jesus and love him. For though we do not now see him, we believe in him. And we rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, for we are obtaining the outcome of our faith, the salvation of our souls. This past Friday morning, Linda in our church office received a devastating phone call. One of those calls that you hope you never, ever get. Her 15-year-old grandson in Ohio was dead. She and her family here immediately drove down to Ohio to be with Steve and Missy and those there. Talk about getting knocked down. Think about what they're going through at this time. Think about all the emotions, the thoughts, the suddenly changed circumstances in their family. Yet I am confident that God is going to get them through this time. And they still will be able to rejoice in their God and Savior Jesus. In fact, witness his work in them through this extremely difficult circumstance. Because you see, the bottom line in each and every circumstance of life is found in the one who changes not, our rock, our Redeemer, Jesus. The one who, though we have not seen him, we love him. And though we do not now see him, we believe in him. And we rejoice with joy that we can express and are filled with glory because we know what's happening. We are obtaining the outcome of our faith. Our souls are saved. All because as we hear, we are empowered to believe. And as we believe, we are enabled to act and to hope and to live forever. Our salvation is secure in the one who's risen from the dead, Jesus, our Savior and Lord. In his name, amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds.